The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly for the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and then on the third day be raised. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing should ever happen to you." He turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as humans do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
I have to confess, last night I was invited by the Arkansas State team to say a mass for some of the Catholic members of the team and faculty and people there. I swear I did not pray against them. I promised I did not. I wouldn't do that. In fact, at the end of the Mass, I said to them, in a spirit of solidarity and sportsmanship, I want you to know that I'm not going to say who I'm rooting for today. So that's all I'll say about that. We want to focus today on the power of the cross. I'm sure many of you, if maybe not all of you, somewhere in your home or somewhere in your possession is a cross or a crucifix. It's a part of our Catholic faith. They're on our walls. They hang from our mirrors in our car. They are in our pockets. We wear them around our neck. The cross and crucifix are a part of our life. But we also know that they're not just decoration. They don't just look nice in our living room with all the rest of the colors that we've chosen. No, they are there to remind us of the great sacrifice and divine love of Jesus. We know and believe that there is power in the cross. How often in the day do you make the sign of the cross? I'm interested in the power of the many small crosses that we make and endure each day. We are not meant to fight the power of evil, the evil one, alone. We should always send Jesus and his cross before us, ahead of us, to remind the evil of the world that Jesus is Lord, that his cross has conquered sin and death. St. John Chrysostom said this in the 4th century, "Never leave your house without making the sign of the cross. It will be to you a staff, a weapon, a strong fortress. Neither man nor demon will dare to attack you, seeing you covered with such powerful armor. Let this sign teach you that you are a soldier ready to combat against the demons and ready to fight for the crown of justice. Are you ignorant of what the cross has done? It has vanquished death, destroyed sin, emptied hell, dethroned Satan, and restored the universe. Would you then doubt its power? Now, that's St. John Chrysostom saying this in the 4th century. How does it relate to our current day and time? Maybe to your own life. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. The cross is not a burden that Jesus invites us to carry. No, it is the power of the love of God. It is the instrument that strengthens the Christian. It is love itself giving us courage, hope, and purpose for our life. With Jesus and his cross, we are free. I've always loved the three crosses that we make before the gospel. Do you think about that when you do it? Or is it like, and you just sort of... I read this beautiful little article about it this week, and the writer was reminiscing on the crosses. She called them the head, lips, and chest crosses. Head, lips, and chest. We sign a small cross to remind us of the power of Jesus and his saving word. And so we sign the head to remind ourselves that the power and word of God is always on our mind and in our thoughts. We need to think about Jesus. And this thanking of the Lord each day, we call that meditation. We call that prayer. Think about the God who loves you. Contemplate his love. We sign our lips to remind us of the call of God to proclaim the gospel to the world. We pray with our voice. We share the faith with our words. We are called to proclaim Jesus to all souls. We sign our chest near our hearts to remind us that Jesus is close to us. Jesus is near our hearts, showing us how to love, how to forgive each other, and how to remain with him always. Stay close to the love of God. Another early father of the church, Tertullian, he speaks of the power of making the sign of the cross, and he says, at every forward step and movement, at every going in and out, when we put on our clothes and shoes, when we bathe, when we sit at table, when we light the lamps, on seat, in all the ordinary actions of daily life, we trace upon the forehead the sign. The cross calls to every living soul and teaches us about the ways of Jesus. We are called to carry with us always the truth of Jesus and his love. The cross teaches us what Jeremiah learned many years before Jesus was born. He learned that the truth of God cannot be held in or avoided. We must proclaim the power of God. We must proclaim the cross. Now, we could spend each day collecting the things of the world. You could gain the whole world, but lose your soul. You could gain every perceived happiness that the world could give, and you could still be evil. Instead, though, we should take up our cross and the cross of Jesus and follow him. We have to stop seeking things only. Stop seeking to satisfy your selfish desires alone. Instead, seek holiness. Seek to be one with God. And that requires what the Lord says. We have to deny ourselves. And in that, we fulfill our greatest desires. Because it will be the Lord who fills every ounce of our being. It will be the Lord that we seek. Make the sign of the cross. Embrace the glory of the cross. Proclaim the cross of Jesus, and you will live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.